Fantastic performance in that position. Superb. It's great for me and Henry when you look on the sideline and there's the stuff you work on in training and it comes out in the game. You know, both goals, we spoke about the counter-attack, and the second goal that starts on Jamie Stevens from his throw is exactly what we've been going with the players through about, and it's been what we've been practicing for the last three and a half weeks. So when that comes out, that's the ice on the cake, and the performance from every single player on the pitch and the three subs that come on, phenomenal. I can't sing their praises enough.
Fair to say you needed a performance like that today, considering the last two games, Yeovil, you defended magnificently and were doing a lot of defending, and against Stevenage it's safe to say you couldn't really get going in the first half. Today you were on top from start to finish.
Yeah, listen, every game we're looking at, me and Henry have always said we want to win, you know, but it's built on performance. You know, we were hurting after the game on against Stevenage. But the great thing about these players, they want to put things right. We sat down after the Stevenage game and we want to put things right. You know, we were in there Sunday working, you know, 5 hour day, and it begins with hard work and then, you know, putting plans into place and preparation. You've got to keep going like that.
I saw you all celebrate the second goal from John Akin. They all jumped up from the bench almost exactly at the same time. You mentioned that was something you've been working on, those sort of breakaways.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we work on the attacking phases quite a bit, you know, to start from the goal. It's been something that we brought in straight away. Henry especially brought it in. And like I said, when you see that come in and it's done and done so well, it's ending the goal and then the winning goal, you can't beat that feeling.
Do you think the result was a little bit tighter than it probably should have been, considering you hit the post about 3-4 times today? John Akin, they could have had another hat-trick, really.
Listen, we had our chances. I'm not going to say anything right this minute because I want to watch review the game, and Henry will be the same. So we certainly did have chances, which is great, and when you create that number of chances, you're going to be successful. You are going to be successful.
You made a sign-in during the week, signing Dan Sweeney from Maidstone. Although there's no guarantee that you're going to have the job on a permanent basis, that shows a lot of faith in you, though, in that you're allowed to go out and make signings.
Listen, like we said the other week, there's a recruitment process in place, and we're doing our best to make sure we're successful in that. Though there's no definitive timeline, we go about our business as we are, first team coaches, managers.
You've been at the club for a long time now. You were here last season as well. Barnet have only lost 4 away games in the whole of 2016, and going into your last away game at Luton, that must be really breathe a lot of confidence into you.